Good morning, and welcome to SECURE Energy's annual meeting of shareholders. I'll now turn it over to SECURE's Chairman of the Board, Mick Dilger. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning, and welcome to the annual meeting of shareholders of SECURE Energy. My name is Mick Dilger, and I will act as chair for today's meeting. I'd like to welcome all shareholders and guests joining us via live conference call today. We thank our shareholders for submitting their votes via proxy in advance of the meeting. This format still allows shareholders and guests to submit questions, which we will address at the end of the formal portion of the meeting. Yesterday, we issued our first quarter results and held our conference call with senior management to disclose those results. The first quarter of 2023 represented another strong quarter from both the financial and operational perspective, and we are pleased to be delivering on our capital allocation priorities. Please see our website at www.secure-energy.com for more details, our latest investor presentation, and for investor relations contact details should you wish to speak to anyone. Before we begin the formal portion of the meeting, I would like to take a moment to recognize and thank Kevin Nugent and Jay Thornton for their long service on SECURE's Board of Directors. They have brought a wealth of experience and insight to SECURE's board, and their contributions have helped grow and define the corporation into what it is today. On behalf of the board, we thank them and we wish them all the best in their retirement. In order to efficiently cover the required business of this meeting, we have pre-arranged with certain shareholders to move and second some of the motions of business. The meeting will now come to order, and with the consent of the meeting, I will ask Michael Callahoo to act as secretary, Nazim Nathu of Odyssey Trust Company to act as scrutineer. The scrutineer has advised me that the required quorum is present, and accordingly, I now declare that the meeting has been regularly called and is properly constituted for the transaction of business. Our first item of business relates to the audited financial statements for the year ended December 31st, 2022. These financial statements have been previously provided to shareholders, and I will dispense with the reading of the statements and the audit report. I would be pleased to receive any questions relating to the financial statements at the conclusion of the meeting. We will now proceed to the election of directors. The directors have been determined that the board shall consist of 8 members to be voted on individually. I now declare the meeting for nominations open.
Mr. Chairman, I nominate Rennie Amiro, Mark Bly, Mick Dilger, Wendy Hanrahan, Joseph Lentz, Brad Monroe, Sue Riddell Rose, and Deanna Zumwalt for election as directors of SECURE to hold office for the ensuing year.
Thank you, Allison. As no additional nominations were received in accordance with the advance notice provisions of SECURE's bylaws, no additional nominees for election to SECURE's board of directors will be considered at this meeting. May I please have a motion to elect those nominated as directors of SECURE?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the 8 individuals nominated be elected as directors of SECURE.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
If you would like to vote on this matter, please dial *1 on your telephone now. The conference will be placed on hold while we tabulate any votes received.
I'm advised by the scrutineer that the results of the vote is that each of Rennie Amiro, Mark Bly, Mick Dilger, Wendy Hanrahan, Joseph Lentz, Brad Monroe, Susan Riddell Rose, and Deanna Zumwalt have been duly elected as a director of SECURE. Our next item of business is the appointment of auditors, and I would ask for a motion on this matter.
Chairman, I move that KPMG LLP Chartered Accountants to be appointed auditors of SECURE to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders at such remuneration as may be fixed by the directors.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
If you would like to vote on this matter, please dial *1 on your telephone now. The conference will be placed on hold while we tabulate any votes received.
I'm advised by the scrutineer that the results of the vote is that KPMG LLP has been duly appointed as the auditors of SECURE to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders at such remuneration as may be fixed by the directors. Our final item of business is shareholder advisory vote on the corporation's report on executive compensation. The full text of the advisory resolution is set out on page 14 of the information circular. May I please have a motion to approve that resolution?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the advisory resolution as tabled at this meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
Thank you. I'm advised by the scrutineers that the resolution has been duly carried. As there is no more formal business to be brought before the meeting, may I please have a motion to terminate the formal portion of the meeting?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the meeting terminate.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
Opposed, if any? Carried. There being no opposition, I declare the meeting terminated. We will now move on to any questions with respect to our formal proceedings. If you have any questions, please touch star one on your telephone. Hearing none, we have been advised by the operator that no questions have been received. Thank you, everyone, for attending SECURE's annual meeting of shareholders, and a special welcome to new director, Wendy Hanrahan. On behalf of the board, we look forward to working with Wendy and leaning on her knowledge and expertise as SECURE continues to advance as a leader in environmental, waste management, and energy infrastructure. Have a great weekend. Bye, everyone.
This now concludes the meeting. Have a wonderful day.